This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 289 for Wednesday, March 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly lower Wednesday morning after rallying sharply earlier this week. Canola mixed up a dime in the new crop November at 891.30, but the more active front months all lower, May down 440 at $1,075.50 per ton. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains at the forefront of the ag markets, with the shifting sentiment on the situation likely leading to wide price swings. The Chicago soy complex is softer in early activity, but the grains are all higher. The Canadian dollar is stronger this morning, putting additional pressure on the canola market as the Bank of Canada raised its key overnight rate. Tight old crop supplies do remain a supportive background influence in the canola market, but end users are starting to turn their attention to the new crop. In the U.S., corn and wheat futures are up sharply, while soybeans are posting small losses. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction after their rally earlier this week. The May bean contract down 15 cents at $16.75 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning, though, of 266,000 tons of beans to China and an additional 264,000 tons to unknown destinations. The majority of that business is for delivery during the current marketing year. Farmers in Brazil continue to make good harvest progress, and that's also putting a bit of pressure on the bean market. Corn, it is higher. The May contract up 12 cents at $7.37 per bushel, seeing a continuation of yesterday's rally. Ukraine is a major player in the global corn market, and the likelihood they could be out of that market for some time remained bullish. Gains in crude oil were also supportive. Wheat, it's setting fresh contract highs, posting limit-up moves in the winter wheats with a threat of reduced exports out of the Black Sea region, the major supportive influence. Minneapolis up 40 cents in the May contract at $10.94 per bushel. Kansas City up its expanded 75-cent limit in May at $10.78 per bushel. Chicago wheat also up its 75-cent limit at $10.59 per bushel. While the Russia-Ukraine situation is at the forefront, an updated production estimate out of Australia was a bit bearish as they pegged their crop at a record 36.3 million tons. That'd be up 5% from an earlier forecast. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.